Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye, you're going to school, and that's okay, yum, 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 I just love you.
Well, I'll tell you what, how exciting to have, she's such a sparkling little princess, Ariana, who created the Kindness Campaign Club for Kids, is our wonderful leader of our welcoming song on our Friday edition of Salute to Captain Glenn Kane, Friday. This is your host, Ron Clayton, the president of the Hope Collection, the president of the board that is today helping to channel and reorganize as we have launched this past for a full year. We've launched a new group of leaders and board members to be able to take not only the Hope Collection, but our sister Join at the Hip organization, the Golden Rule Society. I want to welcome everybody that's listening in directly on the show today, or maybe listening to us on one of our many platforms that we broadcast from. The show, Optimize Your Life, sponsored by the 501c3 nonprofit Golden Rule Hope Collection. Dr. Joel Griffin founded years and years and years ago, and we went on a platform of broadcasting on a podcast called Blog Radio over 10 years ago. And through that time, we've done over 1,800 shows and interviewed hundreds of people that are sharing what it is to make this world a better place. Our theme is helping others by helping them help others. If you're listening in today, we want to welcome you. We want you to know that you are welcome. And our parameter is that on Friday, we actually use this as a salute to Captain Len Kane, who is an American hero, nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize, was a decorated war hero, has done nothing by finding 50 years ago the Golden Rule Society. Somebody's making a little bit of shuffling noise in the background. If you could put your phone on mute, that would help us a little bit, because the noise in the background doesn't help us hear. So anyways, getting back to the point of the introduction, we have on Fridays this privilege to bring to the world stage an honorable man who is designated and declared and actually has lived his life as a leader among men and an example. You could teach your sons and daughters to follow the principles. So our friend, our leader and partner, Captain Len Kane, I'm going to do this right now. I'm turning on his microphone to say, welcome, Len. How are you this morning out there in sunny California?
Well, thank you very much, Brother Ron. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Ron Clayton telling all about the Kindness Campaign and the part of the Hope for You program. And it's here that we're going to let you know that we're going to help make your life a lot better. Maybe just a little bit better, but that means a lot to a lot of people. So what we did many years ago, we formed the Golden Rule Society charity. Now, I want you to get yourself a piece of paper and a nice pen, and I'm going to give you some helpful hints that are just going to make your heart beat faster and out of happiness. So, a little bit about the Golden Rule Society. As I said, more than a half a century, we put it together as a charity, helping children, churches, charities nationwide, worldwide. And as Ron mentioned, we've only got 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And they keep getting more busy trying to help others. And I want to let you know a little something about it. Here it is. on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 2021, the Golden Rule Society launched what is called God's Worldwide Kindness Campaign, which says, with kindness, love, and hope in your heart for peace in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. It's a noble cause to live what many people call God's 11th commandment, where he says, share the love I give you with others. Now, wouldn't that help make it a wonderful world all around? So, take good care, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to ask you to do a big favor with your pen and a pencil. Share the information that you're going to get here with family, friends, neighbors, churches, charities. Our gifts and blessings for you and yours. Most everything is free. Some things are better than free. So get it ready to write this down. You know how it goes, ladies and gentlemen. It goes www.goldenrulesociety. That's all one word. goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. It means a charity, tax exempt, all the way around. We're all non-paid volunteers for more than 50 years. So what are you going to get when you go to the goldenrulesociety.org, our website? You're going to get savings, discounts, and money-making opportunities. First thing I like to tell about, because I was a Navy fighter pilot and then I was an airline captain, so I'm interested in being a smart traveler. And you'll see this on the website when you get there. It's money saving up discounts and opportunities. Savings up to 85% of the time for travel on land, on sea, and in the air. Isn't that nice? You can get a discount, and I always suggest don't try to get a discount on New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve or something, a busy day like that. But 85% of the time, that's going to be available for you to get a discount, and that's there for you to taste. Now, I've got about half a dozen or more opportunities for you to save and make money and save money, and we'll cover them in good taste. But in the meantime, we want to let you know that what we're working on is helping to make it a better world, and you can share it with others. That's the nice part. A little story about the saving money on travel. A friend of ours in San Diego area, he had to go to New York City with his wife on a business trip, and he tried the program. He said, Len, they said it was going to be $1,000 round trip. Now, these are round numbers. And he said, well, I'm a member in the Golden Rule Society's travel program. And they said, oh, well, let me look up. Yes, okay, it's only $500. The very first time that he used it, he saved $500. Now, this thing doesn't expire. At least the Golden Rule Society is not going to expire with it. So there it is. You can use this as many times as you want. And if you save money every time, why not use it? You can also go on a cruise ship. Wouldn't that be nice? Why not? That would be great. Cruise ships. And you can use traveling on a railroad, on buses and trains. The same thing. Wonderful program. You can do the discounts. And I have no control over how much of a discount or when they do it. But if they have empty seats, they will offer discounts to get people on the airplane or in wherever they're traveling and wherever you are traveling. That's the beautiful part of it. And with that, Ron, we're talking a few minutes, and I just had a one-hour conference with a medical doctor out here in California. So I'm a little bit. So what I'm going to take a sip of cup of coffee. So I'll turn it back over to you. And when I get myself together again, I'm back here to fill in and let people know all the other wonderful opportunities that they can have to make it a better life for themselves. Over to you, Ron. I'm standing by. God bless.
Thank you, Len. As you drink your coffee, what I'd like to do, I have a dashboard in front of me as the host, and I get to see we have people that are either members of the Hope Collection. They went to the HopeCollection.com site, and they registered. Become a member. Join us. It's free. There's no contract. But what it does say, it suggests that you are a kind of person who want to help make this a better world. And one of the individuals who's a key member, a board member, a person who contributes to helping the Hope Collection make this a better world, and as a business partner, a businessman, educated to high levels far beyond mine, and he has made a difference in this world for families and children his entire life. And then he'd been doing it, and then he came along and he jumped on board with us, and now we're really going to take him and what he does in his programs to a new level. When you see his new website that has come through the tutelage and the direction of one of our other board members, Mary Stanley, she's assisting him to put together a brand new, beautiful, updated, I'm going to let him talk now, but I'm introducing him because I want you to know how important this man is in the world of hope and the Golden Rule Society, because he's been doing what we're talking about his whole life. And so, country boy, I see your name up there. Is that, I know it's you. Come on aboard.
Yes, sir. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey. What you got going on?
Man, I can barely contain myself. God says I'm going to open not the windows, but I'm going to open up the doors. He's opening up doors, Ron. It seems like the more aggressive we get, the more opportunities he's presenting for us to bless and help somebody. I'm so excited.
Amen. Well, country boy, I know specifically, as I mentioned, I don't know. I may not run the president of the board, so, share with me. I saw something that represented your core businesses and outreaches that you've been a part of and how you're touching the world. How are you going to continue doing that? And I saw a preview of what's going to be unleashed. I don't know how quick it'll be there, but I know you and Mary are working that. You got your timetable. But I'm telling you, folks, when you see and you get to see and reveal the talent and the heart and the spirit of the gentleman that I'm speaking to, right this minute you're listening to, don't be afraid to ask him questions about how you help people and how you can do that. This guy has done more things with more different organizations and people. And you know what? He's not done. So why don't you take advantage of his knowledge, his experience, and his spirit to empower what you're doing and what you'd like to see happen. Country boy, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about some of your outreaches that you've been doing for years that we're so proud of?
Well, I like to reference what Lynn says for a few seconds, because Lynn Kane, our business partner, who you just mentioned with Golden Rule Society, has what he calls a KISS program. Keep it simple, serve it. So that's what I'm trying to do. I've been the man behind the scenes for years, but again, I had to learn in elementary school that everything that I do, that it's not about me. It's about his glory. So the things that we're working on is community-driven things, kid-driven projects, and things that will do what we're doing. We help people so that they can help other people. Mary and I had a conversation with one of my oldest mentors. Her name is Deborah Cart. We call her the Green Queen. She told me she put 118 pieces of white paper on the White House steps to change some of the things that we're doing in the environment. The last couple of years, Deborah and I had 14 communities here in the city of Atlanta clean up the project. They call me the Recycle King. I'm an artist, countryboyart.com. And the initiative when we first started was just to clean up the neighborhood, but I found out early in my childhood that God gifted me, it's not just a cliche, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So what we was doing is we was picking up trash from the streets and the highway and the community, and God anointed me and appointed me to be able to convert these pieces of trash into what I now call sculptured art. So we're working with the children. Deborah just dropped the bomb on me and told me that we're getting ready to launch a mobile art mobile. In the old school, when we was in the country, if you wasn't able to get to the dentist, they had a mobile dentist that would drive right through the neighborhood and pull up and open the doors up and you come in and get your teeth done. So she's doing a lot of different projects with the children, but right now God has kind of shifted me, not just from moving art, but utilizing art to raise money for churches, schools, colleges, and non-for-profit organizations. People that really know me call me the fundraising specialist, because I wanted to be able to find something that would put the fund back into fundraising. We all know that everything has a time and a season, and we went through that season, if I may. I don't want to take nobody too far back in the past, because we're trying to escape the past. But do you remember candies, cookies, cakes, wrapping paper, and all that stuff that we had our kids, us to bring through the neighborhood trying to sell it to the kids that went to the same school that you went to? Ron, when you was young, they said, Mr. Clayton, they called you little Ronnie, if you go near that highway one more time, we're going to tan your behind. Because they already knew that children and cars near the highway didn't mix. But now City of Atlanta has got a problem, and they hired me to help solve the problem. They have all these kids that stand on the corner and sell bottled water. Sometimes they stand right in the middle of the highway. Ron, can you imagine your mama seeing you standing in the middle of the highway doing rush hour traffic in a city called Atlanta, Georgia, that has 8 lanes that go in one direction, and you're standing in the middle of the highway trying to sell somebody some bottled water because you don't have a job? Well, the City of Atlanta has hired me. Our company, AGE, delivers custom designs, labels for bottled water. Let me say that one more time. We custom design labels for bottled water for your church, school, college, non-for-profit organization, as well as individuals. So what we've done is we come up with a label for these children. We've taken them off the streets, and we just opened up 2 stores. 11 Alive did a national press release on how the Water Boys, Country Boy and Age Delivers, is turning their Water Boys into businessmen. So that's one of the projects. We also made national news in building what most people call tiny homes. Over here at the Hope Collection, we call them affordable, attainable homes. Well, we just built 29 units that were supposed to have been market value that sold for $720,000. The house is sold for $240,000. Something that Joel Griffin dropped into our spirit run about 15 to 20 years ago. He calls them a duplex model. What is that, Country Boy? That's where you live in one area, upstairs or downstairs, or the left wing or the right wing, and you actually lease out the other side to another person. That means that you're actually now bringing money into the household that allows you to be able to live rent-free. Well, we sold 29 houses in our micro community is what they call it, a micro community. We sold that before we ever finished building them, which means that our goal this year with first responders and veterans is to build attainable, did y'all hear that word? Attainable housing for veterans, have a maintenance program that Ron Clayton and the Hope Collection has helped set up to the value of the house never, ever, ever goes down because we keep it maintained. And then at the same time, the way and the technology that they're building houses now, if you want to take one wall down and make a walk-in closet, or Mary likes a big giant walk-in bathroom, we're able to remove a wall and put it back up, give you more space, And the crazy part is that we've evaporated that concept that you have to work and pay for a house for 30 years, the program that Joel had, says we'll show you how to pay for your house in 7 to 10 years and have no mortgage. So when we start talking about, Ron, I'm going to flip it back over to you because, you know, I could talk about things that we're working on. I have about 14 different projects going on right now because now is all we have. That's never been done before in the history of the world. God said many are called and few are chosen. We are the chosen ones that he has assigned to be a blessing to the nation. Joel Griffin, with his infinite wisdom, started the search years ago. He said, country boy, we're going to take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we're going to allow every single person to come in and love their very best. Now, I've taken what Joel told me and what he told you. He appointed, anointed, and appointed you to be the new president and pass that mantle on to you. And now what we're doing, we have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, and your family in the areas that you really need the blessing in. So what I'm going to do, Ron, is I'm going to push the pause button and stop right there because a lot of people didn't realize if everybody could bless themselves, then we wouldn't need each other. It truly is a blessing to be a blessing, and that's why Ron Clayton has set up Hope for You. We want you to be able to know what you need to know in order to be able to grow in 8 major pillars of your life. The Hope Foundation has those pillars in position, and we are here to help you so that you can help other people because it truly is a blessing to be a blessing. So, Ron, if you don't mind, let me pass the mic back over to you and let people know that we didn't leave nothing out when it comes to setting up a base foundation on hope on 8 major pillars on the things that people really, really, really need in their life and maybe in a position to where they can't give it to themselves. But you know that old cliche is not just a cliche. It's not what you know. It's who you know. We have a whole group of people. We call them super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind. We work together to help bless humankind. We're calling you out. We want every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl to come together to help make for a better world. Back to you, Ron.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, country boy. And as Len King comes back in the picture, I just want to add one more thing to you. You did a magnificent job of not only speaking to the heart of who the Hope Collection is and the Golden Rule Society are, but you also demonstrated as an extension, as a board member of the Hope Collection, you actually represented one of those pillars. And you don't represent one pillar. The work you do actually goes over several of the pillars, country boy. We deal with faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water, energy, and food. I think that pretty much covers everything. But the point I want to make is this. As you talked about the energies and efforts and programs, country boy, what stands out above them all, besides the principles, and obviously God-centered, we are talking about creating for families, individuals, residual income with generational prosperity. It's total if we're going to be able to move people from where they are past where they are. You have to have some things fundamentally change. And the fundamentals are all about making empowering individuals. A group of people in the last 50 years told everybody the only way you get empowered is to get an education. I would agree with that 1,000,000%. The problem is they said the only education you get would be strictly through sitting at a desk and listen to some guy and read a book. Well, you better read a book, but better yet, you better learn from someone who knows how to do it. They're not just a teacher, they're a doer. And so we have people like Ren King. He's a doer. through the programs that he's involved working with children, churches, schools, classes, organizations, he showed people how they could become a more enriched person in life and in their community and in their family. Len, you want to talk a little bit about that? I know. I love when you talk about the Golden Rule Bucks. Would you talk about that, please?
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ron Clayton is the president of the Hope Collection. Hope for you, by golly, that's what it is. And he filled in for one of the nicest guys in the whole wide world, Mr. Joel Gripping, who was a, talk about a small world, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. Mr. Joel Gripping went to college up there in Pennsylvania, Mansfield University, with my high school football coach. That's many, many years ago. And the nice part about it, we didn't get to meet each other for another 50 years, for crying out loud. But Mr. Ron Clayton is taking over for Joel Gripping. And Joel was such a brilliant man, big, tall, handsome dude. He had his bachelor's and master's and a doctorate degree in mathematics. And he was a senior advisor to three of the presidents of the United States. Now, do you know what kind of personality that came with? But he was calm, cool, and collected. What a wonderful friend. Sadly, he died of cancer, but the program continues on with Mr. Ron Clayton as the president, and we continue adding to what Joel Gripping started with. And that's the nice part about it. Don't you feel good when you offer something to somebody and to say thank you? And it's wonderful, wonderful opportunity to help make it a better world. Now, I gave you the website for the Golden Rule Society. I'm sure you remember it. www.goldenrulesociety.org. ORG, charitable, nonprofit, tax exempt, all that good stuff. Now, when you get to the website, you'd look down the list and you'll see Hope for You. And we're talking about it, Hope for You. Isn't that the whole core? Yes. And you know what it represents? Opportunities galore. There's so many wonderful things that you can take and use and to better your life, your family, your friends, your neighbors, church, charity, hope, everybody. Hope for You. It's there. The nicest part about that, there's so many things there that I could spend the rest of the day talking about, but they're available to you. Take advantage of Hope for You on the Golden Rule Society website. And I'll mention one other thing for the time being, but there's more to go. Here's another one while you're there. It's called Success for You. Now, this is something that's educational, motivational, inspirational, character building. And that's the marvelous part about it. Tells you how to be in business. There's an action plan for living, an action plan for business. These are the things you say, hey, where do I begin? Well, here it is. And I also mention one little thing here that's going to knock your socks off. What we have, and one of our wonderful friends put it together, we call it the Lucky Buck, the Golden Rule Society's Lucky Buck. Now, it's the size of a dollar bill, very nice, and on one side of it is an action plan for living. If you follow the teachings of the history's most successful people, you're going to be more successful in your life. And on the other side of the Lucky Buck is the action plan for business. There's all the things to do to be successful in your life. Again, it's free to you. And if you would like a copy of the Lucky Buck, simply send us a stamped self-addressed envelope, which means you'll send us an envelope with the stamp on it, but we'll send it back to you with the Lucky Buck in it. It's free. A lot of people make a little donation because it's worth a lot. for the success that they have, but we're not interested. We're interested in getting people to have the lucky buck, that they can use it. It's the size of a dollar bill again, and it fits very nicely in your wallet. And every time you're sitting someplace just with nothing to do, you open your wallet and you look at the action plan for living, how to live a good life, and the action plan for business on the other side, how to be more successful in business. And it's all there for you. If you don't take advantage of it, what a waste. What a waste. So don't take it. Just send a stamp, send a self-addressed envelopes. And very simple, Golden Rule Society. That's easy. Post Office Box, 7-Eleven. That's easy to remember. And it's in Coronado, California, 92178. There it is. It'll come. And we'll send it right back to you with the lucky buck in it. And you'll be more successful. Guaranteed. That's it for a little bit. And I'm going to go have another sip because I've got more to talk about, Ron. And I don't want to steal the floor from everybody here. But back over to you, Ron. Introduce the guest to your wonderful, wonderful show. By the way, Ron Clayton is a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society. Also, you heard Brad Dorsey. They call him. Brad is a wonderful guy. Oh, gosh, I just can go on talking about him. He's also a senior advisor of the Golden Rule Society. We have 24 people like them. Wonderful people, just giving of their time and their talent for everybody to be more successful, have a better life to live. Keep sharing it. Keep coming onto this show every day of the week except Sunday. And that's why you should be going to church anyway. But anyway, there's the point. Ron, take it back up, and I'll stand by and have another sip of coffee here and be ready to rock and roll. God bless. Over to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Len. I want to continue on just a little bit more on the golden dollar, golden buck, lucky buck from the Golden Rule Society. I'm holding one in my hands right now. I keep one right in my desk next to my computer. So every time we broadcast a show, I've looked this over. I can't tell you how many days and times that I've been looking this over since I was awarded one from the Golden Rule Society several years ago, and it's getting worn out. But, Len, I do want to announce to you so you know, I've already setting this up on this end of our website that we will, and with your permission, we will have the Lucky Buck available not only at the Golden Rule Society on your website, so people could download it and print it themselves and have it and save you and them from the time and money they have to send to get to the post office. They can download it from them, print it on their printer right on their desk. And so I've got it set up. I've got the artwork set up to do that. And as soon as we get the next step in our revision of our website, we are going to be dropping that into the payout page. There'll be a Golden Rule Society page on the Hope site, as well as the link to directly get the rest of the list of everything you have. I just want to let you know that we've already got that in the works. It's part of the game plan, and it's going to help really allow us to get the Golden Rule Society lucky buck out to every family. I've been in a position of being a learner and a mentor and being mentored for 40 years. And through some of that, some of the things have rubbed off. Sometimes my wife has told me I have a thick head. But some of the good stuff has sunk in. And I would tell you on both the action plan for living and the action plan for business success, both sides of this lucky buck are the principles that if you apply them in anything you do, in any endeavor, in any program, in any organization, you introduce this just in your household, with your family, you will live an extraordinary, brighter, loving, exciting life. And so we look forward to having this buck be able to get out around the world, and we're making this. We got the plans in place, and shortly that will be operational. So when you talk about a land, people around the world are going to be able to go and get it immediately. And so that's one of our goals. that's a goal, an action plan for our relationship this year with the Golden Rule Society and the Hope Collection. You know, we talk about how helping others to help others. It's always good to help somebody. No one has ever criticized by being somebody. Even turn on the news, many times they feature somebody that did something good. You know, tonight's good news. The rest of it's crap. But what they also will bring on somebody that did something nice or somebody kind or special. But see, if you can get in a process and a program and be part of the team, you be part of the core of people, the Golden Rule Society or the Hope Collection or both, what happens, you become an action mover and someone that makes something happen. Not talking about it, but doing it. And we give you all kinds of tools to continue to do that. Add to that, you can get services that many people don't know exist. I'll give you a real, I love on the program, we get people from all walks of life on this show every day. We get corporate executives and get people that are just trying to get their next meal. And I want you to know, everybody is welcome here. There's nobody that's bigger, better, done worse, or who's done worse than anybody. We're all human. And we all have a heart. And we're all children of God. And here we respect people. And what we want to do is restore and empower. I used that word before when I was talking about Country Boy and the programs that he's been involved in. Because they're empowering people. They're not victims. We used to be a country. Everybody was a opportunist, an entrepreneur, someone trying to find and take what's right and build on it. And today we got a bunch of crybabies, and we got a people that just got their thumb in their mouth, and they're, woe is me, and what can you do for me? I don't care what city you're in. New York City, El Paso, it doesn't matter. There's food for you somewhere. Now, I can understand when you put 3,000 people coming across the bridge illegally in an hour and a night, that the next morning they may not have food for them there, but where would they get it if they didn't anyways? They stay where they are. They're starving, but they come here because, you know what? They were promised the promise of America, and I believe in the promise of America, and we are the best there is. And I'll tell you what, the reason people keep coming here by the boatloads and try to sneak in and share, and they take a risk their life to get here, is because it's God-driven, God-led people who care about other people. And what we're doing, we're just one of many organizations. I think we're a pretty special one. And when you join us, and we are proud for you to join us, we want you to be part of an active member, to be part of the Army. I've told this story probably 100 times. In the old movies, you watch the old war movies, and the troops are marching. And at one point, just before they come to a bridge, they stop. And the leader, the commander, turns around and says, break cadence. So what does that mean? Well, that means before that, in marching, they were in sync. And when you have marching in sync, the power of the boots pounding the ground. In fact, I believe it was in the Old Testament, God said, march around the walls of Jericho. Walk around all these. Then do it this time. Do it 4 times today. Do it 10 times tomorrow. And you know what? The cadence and the power of compounding worked, and those walls caved in, just like the bridges would cave in if they didn't break cadence. Folks, what we are is a group of people marching. Marching onward, going forward, and you know the song, Onward to the Soldier. That's what we are. You know, I love to hear people say, well, our church is going to have revival. Guess what? You can be revival every single day of the week, joining Hope and using everything that God taught you to do. And we'll give you the platform to share what you're doing to help others so we can pay it forward. And that's why people like Len Cain, who are such magnificent people of stature that have been recognized. There's streets named after Len Cain. And say, you go to Colorado Springs, go to Coronado, California. That's that's the bridge side of going across the bridge up to the naval base in Coronado Hotel. That's where Lion King lives. There's streets named after him. Why? Because he walked the walk and talked the talk, paid the price for all of us to show how you can be and make a difference. And here, 50 years later, he's been nominated 5 times over a few years. He's been nominated 5 times to recognize what he has done and the contribution that he's making. And he hasn't gone away. He's here right now. Anybody that's on the call right now, I've got the dashboard is open. Is there anybody that hasn't met Lon Kane yet? I want to introduce you. Step up to the plate and say hello so I can introduce you to Lon Kane. Would you do that? Okay, we got some shy folks on this. That's okay. Ron, I just want you to know, there are so many people that have such admiration for you. And we want to emulate. We just appreciate you befriend us. You give us hope because of what you've done and the walk you've walked, or in your case, the flight you took.
That's crazy, Ron, because I was just telling a friend of mine yesterday, Lynn Kane was the person that was in the neighborhood that might have been crawling around hollering, "I believe I can fly," before he became a butterfly, before he became Top Gun. He was anointed before he was appointed to the military to be able to say that he didn't nominate himself for International Humanitarian Man of the Year. He just knows how to get her done, Ron, as you when you say. But see, people have to understand that what we're partaking in right now, this is no ordinary worship. This is no ordinary praise. This is no ordinary war that we're fighting to stop the bullying. This is no ordinary battle that we're going to stop veterans from sleeping underneath bridges. He fought over there to protect all our lives, but his battle didn't really begin until he came home. He already told you that everything that he does through Golden Rule Society is a non-for-profit. Did y'all hear that word? Non-for-profit. But, Lynn, I just love it when you say they may not pay us to do what we're doing to better the lives of other people and better the lives of humanity just in general, but he hear that this divine creator that created him has a retirement plan that's simply out of this world. Did I get it right, Lynn? But here's the crazy part. When you guys come forth and do what you do, because I like to remind people that Lynn Kane is a very special man. Ron Clayton is a very special man and his beautiful wife on both sides. Here comes our super speedy heart that gave everybody a turbo boost, Mary. But see, when I said earlier, you guys, Joel Griffin dropped the vision on us. He saw things years ago the way that they should be. He looked into the future and said, this is the thing that I want you guys to continue. Because if you think that you can do everything that the divine creator told you to do in your lifetime by yourself, then he didn't tell it to you. When I told you earlier, when Lynn Kane told us the story of his mama when he got ready to leave home and go off to war, to go to battle and for us, she told Lynn, wherever you go in the world, make sure and be kind. Now, all he did was interpret what God told him, treat other people the way that you wanted to be treated. But see, then when I told you that Ron Clayton also had a mantle passed to him by a man, Joel Griffin, who served under like 7 or 8 different presidents. But see, what happened is Ron says, well, we're going to do the same thing that Lynn is going to be doing, treating people with kindness in the way we want to be treated. But we want to give people hope, so we're going to call it hope for you. Oh, I forgot to give you guys a cliff note. Faith is the substance of things hope for. So if you have nothing to hope for, then you don't even have anything to activate that mustard seed of faith that God gave you. And then all I did was a new generation child from the dirty, dirty South. We came from the dirt. We're going to go back from the dirt. Country boy don't mind getting dirty with you. But see, all I did is came as an interpreter and said it the way that my grandmama gave it to me. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Did you not hear me say if everybody could bless themselves and we wouldn't need each other, you could just wave a wand over yourself, and if you take your selfish button off and sprinkle your family while you're at it? See, one thing that I do know, that whether we're calling it kindness, whether we're calling it hope, whether we're calling it a blessing to be a blessing, we have one major thing in common. Our Father, we're supposed to enhance the life of people that we touch by helping people reach their goal. So even when I said anointed before he was appointed, do you understand that when we stand up to the plate, that it's not about you? We want you to understand that you are been designed in the divine creator's own image, and I love it when we say ain't down here in the South. Ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do, and we feel so honored and privileged just to be able to do anything with you. Now, here's how I'm going to land this plane. It's a personal challenge, you guys. One of my mentors, Dr. King, a very peaceful man, he says, I've been around the world country at least twice, and I'm probably going to go again. As a matter of fact, some of the things that he was doing then was simply out of this world. But he says, I've seen all different types of cults. I've seen all different types of evil. I've seen all different types of bullying. But I just got a question mark. When is kindness going to show up? Good versus evil, good versus evil. It's never going to stop. But since evil is always present, when is God's people going to come forth and do what you do? That's why you hear us talking Monday through Friday. We can't even tell you an hour what we're doing. Let me just put it like this. We're doing what God said. We're doing what eyes have never seen and ears have never heard. And the last part is, I said I'm calling you out. Did you hear me say just a few minutes ago, every, that includes you, every, that includes you, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl that has any hope in their heart, we want to call you out. We want you to come forth and join forces with us. I call it One Nation Under Love. We want you to come and love your very best. I hope you've been practicing over there, understanding that practice ain't going to make you perfect. It's not going to get you a front seat in heaven. It's not going to get you a box seat in heaven. You have to practice. Do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, it eventually will come right back to you. And I hear the kids singing in the background, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing. Back to you, Ron.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Hey, Len, does it get exciting for you to see the work that you've been doing for so long has attracted other people, and now it's multiplying, it's growing, it's compounding, and that the fire, the warmth of the fire is starting. It's a small light. It's like, I like to describe it, it's like when you go to Christmas Eve service. And I pray, and you go this year, if you didn't go this year, go when it comes around Christmas. But you remember that they have a candlelight service. And the room starts out pitch black with one candle, and the room is real dark. And then that person, probably the pastor, passes that light to another person. Who passes it to another person, who passes it to another person, who passes it to another person. And then we go down the rows, and before the whole church inside that was pitch black is now full of light. And Len, that's what you do, and that's what you've been doing for 50 years, well, plus. But what you've been doing is you've been passing the torch, passing the light, leading the way. And by being there, you give us hope. You give us hope. You give us the idea, the spirit, the vision that we can make a difference. And that is so exciting to know, because we have the Golden Rule Society and then your partner, Joel Griffin, and the Hope Collection, coming alongside each other to march forward and march forward triumphantly. Triumphantly. Would anybody else like to say hello? I know there's other calls here on the call. We'd love to welcome you. You don't have to be as gifted in speech like Country Boy. You might be able to be just like me, pretty down plain speaking. But that's okay. Would anybody like to say hello that hasn't said hello today?
Hi, Ron.
Hello. How are you this afternoon?
Hi, Len.
Well, good afternoon,
good.
My dear. Please tell us what's happening.
We just launched Country Boys, new website, social media, all the stuff about fundraising that he does with art and how we can help you raise money for your organization. Monday, we're going to highlight Country Boy and all the work he does on Hometown Heroes.
Well, that
and
sounds wonderful. You're showing the people a wonderful winner. God bless you. Country Boy, Brad Dorsey is his name, ladies and gentlemen. What a wonderful general he is. And his lovely bride. There you go. Back over to you.
I can't thank you guys enough, but when Mary started telling me what she wanted to do, actually, the president, Ron, had already called and confirmed, Country, you got to come out of hiding. The website that I have up and running, I've been doing fundraising for a little over 30 years, but nobody really knew who I was. I'm kind of like a behind-the-scenes kind of guy. Before they called me Country Boy, my grandmama labeled me to call me the spiritual ninja. I've been living in Atlanta for 42 years, and the only person that knows where I live, I married her. So I was talking to tell Ron and Mary, I don't mind sharing what I do with people because I do care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know. But I had to remind myself that I was reading that little book, and he says, I'm a jealous guy. But see, what I want you to know, even though they're going to try to shine the spotlight on me, he told me to remind Country Boy, I'm not going to let you steal none of my glory. So everything that I say, let me tell you, years ago I read the right to myself because I understand my Fourth Amendment right. I do have a right to remain silent. They say he talks all the time. He's always got something to say. But see, what you don't understand about me is I have a right to remain silent. And life is nothing but a series of choices that we make. So I choose to give up my right to remain silent. Because everything that I say and everything that I do can be and will be used to bless you. My granddaddy used to say, if you ain't got nothing good to say, then shut up, hush. But see, I was just reading along, and the divine creator, he says, when I said it was good, saw it was good, it's of him. So anybody that's doing anything good, y'all heard me say earlier that misery loves company. Well, love loves company, too, and we would love to have a head-on collision with your love. Did you hear me say earlier, love is not love until one gives? Did y'all hear that word? Gives. I'm going to give you my only begotten son. Gives it away. So when I said I'm calling you out, I don't mean like we're in the Wild Wild West. There's enough shooting going on here. But I do issue a personal challenge for you to come forth and love your very, very, very best. That's what we want you to do. Simply because you show up and love your very best, the world won't ever be the same. And I'll close by saying, if Marvin Gaye was singing in the background, he would say something like, the world won't get no better if we just let it be. We got to change the world, starting with you, Lynn Cain, starting with you, Ron Clayton, starting with you, Mary Stanley, starting with you, Rick Reese, starting with you, Super Friends. Practice doing to others before they do unto you. Give some love, some hope, and some kindness away. It creates what Joel Griffin called the cycle of appreciation. What goes around comes around. A circle of love. My circle of love surrounds you. That's what we want you to do. Come out from wherever you are. We're broadcasting about 70-something different countries in different languages now. We're calling you out. And if we need to interpret it into your language, you never have to interpret the word L-O-V-E. It means the same thing around the world.
Beautiful. God bless you, Brad Dorsey. Wow.
Good stuff, Arlen.
Mm-hmm.
It can choke you up because it's so powerful what he's sharing. And you know what? As we broadcast here, I hope as you've seen or heard us somewhere in the world today, contact us back. Let us know what you're thinking, how you've been moved by what's been shared today. And I want you to know, if you make this a better world for somebody you know, we'll make it a better world for the whole world. And it's contagious. You know, some negative things are contagious, but so are positive things. So, guys, let's do it together. Won't you say, don't you say that, Len?
Absolutely. God bless everybody. Be courteous, be kind. Take good care, be safe, and come back, tell everybody about the show, give them the numbers, what? By golly, and take good care again and again. And saying bye-bye for now. Over to you, Ron.
Wait. We got to let Mary, she's way up in Minnesota. It's still cold up there. We got to let Mary throw some more snowballs. She's the person that's making things move. I talked about behind the scene. This woman is undercover. Military trained little super speedy woman that came into our organization out of nowhere. She was just God sent, y'all. She came from God. I said out of nowhere. She came directly from God. She was sent and connected us. Did y'all hear that word? Connected. We can all be powerful, powerful, powerful sources, just like a light switch. You can plug a socket. You can have a socket in the wall that has all kinds of electricity, and I like that word, power, running to it. But the outlet is absolutely useless unless you have a coffee maker, Lynn, to plug into it. Then the power can do what it's supposed to do. We was over here. We had a lot of power, but we wasn't connected. Did y'all hear that word? Mary Stanley come onto the scene and says, look, you guys, you're doing all kinds of great things, but you're not connected. Connected to what? Social media, Google, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Let me show y'all how to get the hook up. So I know the show is not quite, we got a few minutes left. When I say throw a few snowballs at them, no, she's not going to throw nothing at you. She's not going to drop it like it's hot. She is the person that has love in her heart that mixes with just about anything in any situation because she, too, is a woman of war. She don't play around now. She knows how to fight, but she also is a mother of two children that are special. Yeah, they're special. Special, special, special. And she has to know how to be a mom. Oh, I forgot to tell you. She's also a wife. Oh, I forgot to tell you, she's also a hypnotherapist that works with children and teaches them. Oh, I forgot to tell you, if I'd hush long enough before we run out of time, Mary Stanley, we're talking about shining the spotlight on Country Boy. Let me hold the spotlight on your Polaroid photograph right fast so we can see what it is that you're doing. Talk to me, Mary Stanley, and tell them how you're connecting us to the world.
Let's see. There's lots of different ways. We've got websites that are launched. We have, you can find us on any social media platform. You can find us on any podcasting platform just by going to Optimize My Life. We are branching out into working into translating our shows into Spanish and other languages so that you can hear it. But we're also going to highlight in your language individuals and businesses in your area. So
boy,
we're going to give
terrific.
You the voice. Go ahead.
I just said that's terrific, Mary. And we are so excited about your passion, your excitement, your knowledge, and you are help moving us into the 21st service. So it is such a you've already done the service, so now we're going to go back to the new one.
Well,
so thank you.
We are going to expand all over.
We are not static, stationary. We're on the move.
We
are.
Please.
There you go, Country Boy. Everybody is calling.
No,
I just say
please come
much.
Join us.
What's that, Country Boy?
Great show today, gang. Thank you kindly. God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend. See you next time.
All right. Thank you. Bye now.